In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. An active shooter in Cass County has been taken into custody after opening fire on nearby vehicles and objects across Calvin Township and Penn Township. Cass County Sheriff Richard Benke reports that a 46-year-old Calvin Township resident stopped his vehicle at the intersection of Calvin Center Road and Brownsfield Street and began actively shooting. Witnesses called 911 and reported the suspect got back into his vehicle and headed northbound on Calvin Center Road. Deputies located the vehicle and the suspect at the Dollar General in Vandalia, where the suspect exited the vehicle and drew his gun on deputies. After a short confrontation, the suspect was taken into custody. The suspect's name is being withheld pending arraignment. No one was hurt after a semi-trailer rolled over on M43 in Van Buren County on Tuesday. South Haven Area Emergency Services says it happened at the intersection of M43 and Blue Star Highway in South Haven Township around 9:40 a.m. The tanker was turning into the intersection while carrying a full load of human waste sludge from the South Haven City Treatment Plant when it rolled over. Fortunately for all nearby, none of the tanker's contents were spilled, but the truck had to be offloaded. The driver was able to escape the crushed cab with help from passersby. Traffic was rerouted by South Haven Police with assistance of the Bangor Police Department and the City of South Haven Board of Public Works. The House Select Committee investigating the events of January 6, 2021 has wrapped up its first round of hearings, with more likely in September. Congressman Fred Upton tells us he didn't vote for the creation of the current committee, instead seeking one with equal representation of the parties. However, he believes the hearings have revealed a lot.
For me, as I reflect back on January 6th, one of my huge frustrations and critical judgments on President Trump was his failure to deal with the issue, to call the folks off, and it sure does look pretty apparent that his actions were, in his words, not totally appropriate as he described at the time.
Upton says the committee has uncovered things that otherwise would not be known. He isn't on the select committee and said he wouldn't want to be. Regarding Congresswoman Liz Cheney, he says she put the Constitution first. We'll find out next week what Republican voters in her state think of that. Several criminals in Van Buren County won't be headed to the moon anytime soon after at least $80,000 worth of stolen Bitcoin mining machines were discovered at a house in Paw Paw Township Thursday morning. The Van Buren County Sheriff's Office reported that its narcotics unit executed a search warrant in the 35,000 block of Belware Boulevard at about 10:30 a.m., and detectives found 8 machines ranging in value from $10,000 to $13,000. 6 subjects were found in the house, along with a small amount of methamphetamine. The meth was seized after a second search warrant was granted. Authorities report that the victims for this case were able to respond to the search warrant location and identify the machines as the ones stolen. Once it's complete, the investigation will be forwarded to the Van Buren County Prosecutor for review. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.